Spiegel, deine Geschichte.
Menschen aufgrund ihrer Herkunft, ihrer Hautfarbe, ihrer äußerlichen Merkmale oder ihrer Religionszugehörigkeit.
Humans, race, skin color.
Diskriminierung von Andersartigkeit.
Being different.
Dass Leute aufgrund ihrer Hautfarbe, Herkunft oder ihrer Sprache diskriminiert werden.
Language.
Wenn man Leben einteilt in verschiedene Kategorien.
Lives, categories.
Intoleranz vor Neuem, einem Fremden, was für einem selbst fremd erscheint.
Inakzeptables Verhalten.
Something strange behavior.
Minderwertig, nicht mir gleichwertig.
Inferior. Not equivalent.
Dass ich mich selbst über andere Menschen stelle.
Ausgrenzt aufgrund ihrer Hautfarbe, ihrer Religion.
Better than them.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Before we start, we would like to tell you something about what happened recently in the US. On May 25th, 2020, the Minneapolis police answered a call from a shopkeeper. The caller said a black man used fake money at his store. When the police arrived, they put George Floyd in handcuffs and forced him to the ground. A white officer began kneeling on Floyd's neck. Two other officers helped hold him down. As people gathered around, a fourth officer stood guard. Floyd repeated, "I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe." Several times, many witnesses asked police to get off him. The police officer kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes.
Several witnesses took videos as George Floyd took his last breath. Many people saw these videos and went into the streets to protest. They protested in Minneapolis and in many other US cities, including Atlanta, Los Angeles, and Chicago. People soon began protesting in cities all over the world. Most people protested peacefully. They chanted Floyd's dying words, "I can't breathe." There were protests in Graz as well.
George Floyd was not the first a black American to use these dying words. In 2014, Eric Garner cried, I can't breathe. 11 times after police put him in a chokehold. He died before the ambulance arrived. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Use these dying words at their events and marches. This group fights for justice for black victims like Floyd and Gardner, as well as many others, including Freddie Gray and Ahmaud Arbery. They want to see an end to racial discrimination and police violence.
Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Today we are talking about a virus, but I don't mean corona. Though this issue also spread worldwide like a pandemic, but this time mainly via Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and so on. Today, we're talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. Today, we're talking about racism. Hello and welcome to Radio Eagle. My name is Teresa Maria Autischer, and today I'm here with the students from 4A and the Smart E. I study English and music in Graz, and I study music composition in Klagenfurt. And furthermore, I'm doing my practical teaching training here at the Teaching Training College. We just heard about the recent occurrences in America, and we're here today to talk, to listen, to learn and grow as we see the world and each other's in it. Therefore, today, I want to know what you kids know and think about this matter. So before we even start talking about this, we should clarify. What is the definition of racism?
Well, racism is of course a noun, and according to the Cambridge Dictionary, racism is the belief that people's qualities are influenced by their race and that the members of other races are not as good as the members of your own, or the resulting unfair treatment of members of other races.
So, talking about this matter, you heard a famous speech from a civil rights activist, Martin Luther King. What did you find out?
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Martin Luther King Jr. was an African-American activist in the civil rights movement from 1955 until he was shot in 1968.
I have a dream that one day the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood.
He is best known for his speech, I Have a Dream, against racism in 1963 at the March on Washington.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
More than a quarter of a million people attended the event. They wanted racial segregation in public schools to end, as well as racial discrimination at work. You have to imagine that until 1965, there were laws that black and white people could not attend the same schools and that they were segregated in buses, public places, restaurants, and more.
We cannot walk alone.
Martin Luther King Jr. is still important today because racial discrimination still exists. We have to help each other and we have to stand up for one and another. As Martin Luther King Jr. once said,
"Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that.
Let freedom ring."
So, do you think that a lot has changed since 1963?
I mean, well, what changed is that there are no laws that black and white people are segregated in buses and public places. But there are still a lot of, I mean, it's still that black people are still being shot because they have another skin color than white people. And that's still hasn't changed since 1963.
So do you still think it's a very important speech? Still in this time, 2020.
Of course, it is really important. And we should all, I think everyone should know who Martin Luther King Jr. is and who actually he was, because he was really, really important for the Black Lives Matter movement. And yeah.
Okay, and now that you're on the radio, how do you feel talking to many people? Imagine he stood in front of a bunch of people having that important kind of message. How do you feel now speaking about that topic?
I mean, I feel kind of nervous talking in front of some people, but he talked in front of a quarter million people, and I think it's really important to talk about this because we cannot keep on living when there are still racial, when people are still killed by their color of the skin and not by their character or what they do.
Wonderful, yeah. So everybody has to do their part in just helping however they can. And I know that there are many ways to do that, for once talking about it, being educated about it, but also maybe through artistic features or through a song.
So in the last few weeks, we've learned a lot about racism.
We've watched also several sad videos and read a lot of texts. We were very shocked.
So I had the idea, let's write a song. I asked Megan and our English teacher if it would be okay.
We didn't really have a lot of time. We started by staying longer in school and we tried to find a melody on the piano.
Nothing really worked out. All of a sudden, I had a great tune in my head.
And from that moment on, everything worked very well.
One of our English teachers helped us to combine the words with the melody. Then we rehearsed twice and recorded it.
But now we've talked enough.
We are more than just the color of our skin. It doesn't matter where we come from or where we've been. We are more than just the color of our skin. It doesn't matter where we come from or where we've been. It is so close, but so far away. We have to change our way. It is so close, but so far away. We have to change our way. We were too quiet, we thought we found out. But things they have changed, so we're building a new way. No matter how you were trying to silence us, I don't want to live in a ghost town. I can't breathe. Skin, it doesn't matter where we come from or where we've been. It is
so close, but so far away. We have to change our ways. We were too quiet, we thought we found our way, but things they have changed, so we're building a new way. We were too quiet.
So this was the first time we ever heard this song, as it was just recently recorded. So now that we have the artist right here, how was the experience? How was producing that song?
It was pretty difficult, but it was also a lot of fun.
So you had a lots of help here at school, and we want to say special thanks to Markus Graf, who did most of the technical things behind the song. So he also mastered the song, which took a lot of time, and I think it's wonderful. So if you think that there was nothing there a few days ago and now you have a full song who was on the radio, how do you feel about that, Emily?
I feel pretty happy about it because it was a lot of work.
Would you say that you'd like to do that in the future too?
Yeah, I think so, but in the future I would like to have more time because it was pretty hard.
Yeah, because you did it very, very spontaneously, I'd say. But what was your main inspiration? So was there a person or a specific kind of news that you say, oh my God, I think I should do this now?
Well, I think I just wanted to do something to show people that we can also do something which is not that big, but it can also help.
Yeah, I think with this complex issue, it's very important to also use other mediums to deal with it, as it talks about a lot of feelings. And we can maybe understand the definition of racism, but we may never understand the feeling of those people. And I think through music, it's way easier to express that. So yeah, that's why I totally understand.
But I have heard that you're a singer-songwriter as well. Can you tell us something about your song Schritt für Schritt?
Yeah, so through the coronavirus crisis, I started recording, and actually I started a YouTube channel called Teresa Maria, where I produced my first song. So Schritt für Schritt wasn't actually for this movement, but it was for the coronavirus. So I was home alone and I asked my colleagues from the Kunstuni in Graz, can you send me some songs? Whatever you do, it's fine. Just send me with your iPhone or with your other, whatever you have to film videos about Schritt für Schritt. So I got many, many videos, and I put up this song Schritt für Schritt because I also like dealing with difficult issues through music. So for me, if I have sleepless nights, if I can't wrap my head around specific topics, I write a song. And yeah, so that's how I started. I produced everything on my own. There was no mastering and stuff. I just wanted to start. And yeah, I'm now at a studio with my friend where we do it a little more professionally. But I love that I just started with this song Schritt für Schritt. Thanks, guys. So yeah, that was the song from the YouTube video on my channel, Teresa Maria, talking about just if you're overwhelmed, just take the first step and then just go step by step, and then you can
achieve whatever you want to do. And YouTube was for me now the a very important medium to share my music. I just started, but I'm looking forward to all the new songs I'm sharing there. But I'm also a big fan of Instagram. And actually, this issue, racism, had a massive wave on social media, and especially among young people. Many, many students heard about this issue because of social media. So let's hear what the media wave is all about.
We tried to find out how the social media reacted to this incident. The wave of protests after George Floyd's violent death in Minneapolis spread across the world. Once again, tens of thousands took to the streets in many cities in the United States, Europe and Australia. There are also demos in Austria. 10,000 people demonstrated in Graz and 50,000 in Vienna.
After the death of African-American George Floyd in a brutal police operation in Minneapolis, the U.S. music industry had announced a blackout Tuesday. The campaign aims to draw attention to injustice and racism. They asked people not to produce content for the day or on social media or Instagram, for example, by posting a black photo. But to deal with the situation and events in the United States, dozens of music labels and other industries worldwide followed. The hashtag Blackout Tuesday is currently used to commemorate the victims of racism and police violence on social media. Netflix also announced a new genre that is called Black Lives Matter. Numerous celebrities take part in the action launched by the music industry after George Floyd's death. On Instagram alone, more than 14 million posts were collected by 6 p.m.
Drake donated $100,000 to the national bailout. John Legend donated $200,000. Lots of celebrities took a part on an online protest. Those celebrities were Billie Eilish, The Rolling Stones, Britney Spears, and many more.
So that is what social media... So that's how social media reacted to George Floyd's death. And I actually have to admit that for me, I heard first about George Floyd's death was actually Instagram, which was mind-blowing when I was thinking back. But now I want to know what you guys use and where you heard the news from. So let's start with what you guys use most from the social platforms that you have on your phone.
So I most use Instagram, and this was the platform by where I heard about the death from George Floyd, and it was great to see how many people were reacting about his death and that they wanted to do something.
So did any of you hear it on other platforms than Instagram?
So I heard it also on TikTok very often. So there were many TikTokers who made videos about that and explaining what it is and what the Black Lives Matter movement is about and why it is so important. So, yeah.
And now, following up question, did you post something on those platforms, maybe using one of the hashtags?
Yeah, I posted a black screen on my Instagram account with the hashtag BLM, stands for Black Lives Matter.
Okay, so yeah, that was a big thing, posting just a black picture. It started with the music industry trying them to stop whatever they're doing so that they said we can't entertain now that this happened. We should have a blackout. That's why there's the hashtag Blackout Tuesday. So that was a big thing. What else did you use, or did you post anything, or did you just see it on social media?
I personally did not post something. I was like really shocked when I saw all those black pictures on Instagram. And so I Googled and yeah.
But if I'm correct, don't you have a YouTube channel?
I had one like 3 years ago, but now I don't have one.
Okay, so mainly Instagram and TikTok users here. What about you?
Yeah, I also heard it on Instagram, and I mostly use TikTok. And there were also a lot of point of views where TikTokers posted about Black Lives Matter and so on.
Okay, so yeah, that's new for me because I mainly saw it on Instagram, but on TikTok I heard it was also big thing going on. What we didn't talk about was Twitter, and when thinking of Twitter, I have to immediately talk about Trump because he is known for his tweets. So yeah, the president of the United States, let's see how he reacted to this crisis.
Like everyone, of course, the head of the USA has an opinion on what is happening in our world. President Donald Trump said in several interviews that he would deeply regret the horrific incident in which George Floyd had died. What many people do not understand that he is protecting the police and even trying to deny racism. However, we could not find any concrete suggestions so far from his side how to correct all the injustices. But in an interview, he said that the police had to dominate the streets to stop all the protests and the marches. Donald Trump is in the process of creating a new police reform. He rejected the Democrats' ideas in this new design. This new draft law included, for example, a reduction in the immunity of police officers, which is not in the president's interest.
In his opinion, the U.S. police authorities should only be strengthened further. More money should be used for this. About this topic, there was again a proposal from the Democrats, which was again rejected. They had the idea to cut the police budget to use it for social projects. That proposal led Republican Trump to blame them of planning to abolish the police. What can be clearly seen is that Trump is losing voters because of the unhappiness because of his actions. That is a problem for him because that endangers his re-election. Will he succeed?
So that was the reaction of President Donald Trump. But what was your reaction when you heard about the death of George Floyd?
I was shocked that happened, but it was great to see how many people were trying to make something against this big problem. And yeah.
And were you surprised to hear those kind of words from President Trump?
Yes, I was surprised because I thought maybe that he would react differently, and it was not good to see that the president were reacting like that.
Yeah, for me that was also shocking when I actually researched a little more what he had to say. How did you feel compared to when George Floyd died and also when Donald Trump reacted the way he did?
I think it was really shocking and really disappointed a little bit that the president reacted that way. And I thought it was very cool that so many people were doing something against it and also spoke up about it. And yeah, I thought this really cool.
Okay, so yeah, many people spoke up about it nowadays, but there was also one man who did that in a little time ago. I'm not going to say who it is, but let's hear from you guys.
Nelson Mandela lived in South Africa and he fought against apartheid.
There were so many people fighting for black lives, and one special was Nelson Mandela. He thought a long time for black lives and their rights. He had a different vision of world, and this vision came true. Of course, there are still people against black lives, but Nelson Mandela fought for them.
So Nelson Mandela was one of the good examples who stood up for this topic. But in general, were you aware of this problem before this Black Lives Matter movement even started?
Well, yes, I was aware of that because a lot of black people were shot or killed by officers before George Floyd's death. And I have to be honest, I actually wasn't that surprised when George Floyd died because it happened pretty often. And that's kind of shocking that I wasn't surprised.
Okay, and were you guys aware of the problem in America?
Of course, you hear some things on the radio and like read something on the internet, and you really you don't know that, because I mean, when a black man, for example, gets like arrested and he gets treated wrong, you will hear it in the internet, of course.
Okay, and now that you heard those issues and saw those videos, was it a big topic at home discussing that?
I mean, not really, because we didn't talk so much about this, even though when it happened before, but I did talk a lot about it with my friends and with my colleagues in school.
Okay, and why do you think it's important to talk about it? Also here on radio, why do you think it's important to share facts, to tell people what you think?
I think it's important to share pictures and to talk about this on the radio so more people know about this, so more people can change the problem we have right now. Because, for example, in Vienna, there were 15,000 people protesting against Black Lives Matter, and in Graz, there were 10,000 people. And the more they know about these problems, the more people can protest about this problem.
Yeah, especially true. To be more open-minded, you have to be educated and also talk about it. So if you spread those kinds of ideas or thinking and you do it in a peaceful way, you can actually do so much with just so little. So just going on the streets with a sign and just sharing those ideas, I think is super beneficial for not only the issue, but also for yourselves as you grow as a person, that you're more open-minded to what other people's problems are. Yeah. So when you say you heard about the protests and also people sharing things on Instagram, what do you guys think is the most influential thing? So posts on Instagram, or maybe a song like the one from Emily we heard. Or is it going to protests yourself?
I think all the things are important to do, and these are the only things can change something when people react about these big thing and they do something against it. I think all ways can change something, but it is important that you do something.
Yeah, so the most important thing is just to do whatever is true for you. So for me, I totally understand writing a song about it. For others, it's probably protesting. If you're super influential on social media, or I don't know, many talk show hosts talked about this issue, just to spread the information, to spread the topic in order to change the people's opinion. Thank you very much, guys, for your opinions, for your research, for your facts. I think it's a super major and important topic, but also difficult. The more we can learn and grow for ourselves and also together, I think the more the world will be a better place. And therefore, we're going to sing live now for you, Heal the World, because Michael Jackson said it beautifully.
Radio Igel, deine Geschichte.